And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We were talking about the eclipse in the last segment, and it was a dark conversation. So let's lighten this thing up. Let's lighten this thing up a little bit. Ribs is one of the things that we get asked about a ton because evidently people are challenged getting them done properly. And I think some of it has to do with the prep, seasoning, sauces, when to sauce. So we're gonna cover a bunch of that stuff.
And I want to insert a little part of the dark conversation was really on break. Yeah. Because Conrad was telling us about some ribs he ordered in Georgia.
Yeah.
And?
They sucked.
Right. Well, you got to.
How do you get bad ribs down south?
That's, right.
That's a black eye for Georgia. Right. Georgia's not looking good these days.
He stopped at the wrong gas station, must be. I don't
know. Thatcher's Barbecue and Grill in beautiful Ringgold.
Ringgold.
Yeah, that's where we were in Georgia.
Hopefully they're not listening down there in Ringgold, Georgia, because your ribs suck.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about how to make some good ribs.
Basic
Bob.
Rib knowledge. And the most people know all this stuff, but I find that sometimes there are still people that just make some common mistakes. And just like the crock pot thing or the Instapot thing I was talking about, there are some things that you will definitely want to do. And, of course, you probably all know because you listen to this show that you want to pull the membrane off. Another thing you should know is there's a method called 3-2-1, which is kind of accurate. It doesn't always work because it always takes a brain. You can't just put math on everything and think that's going to make you good food.
Right.
So the
timing
the original
is important,
concept,
but there's other issues. Yeah.
The original concept was 3 hours smoking, 2 hours wrapped, and then 1 hour sauced and open.
Right.
Well, 2 hours wrapped for a lot of ribs is just too long.
Yep.
And if you wrap them, and I use butcher paper, I've already told you that I've found over the years using foil that the different things I put on my ribs, and I think it's the acid or whatever, but it's literally dissolving the aluminum foil, and that's just freaky. I don't think that's good for you to have aluminum
liquid foil on your ribs. So let's step back a little bit. What kind of ribs are they?
Yeah.
Because there's beef, there's pork. You can get into other animals that we have, but most people are pork.
I'm really talking about pork right now. Right. If you look at the show plan, it'll say beef in the segment 3.
Yeah. When have we ever followed that? But you skip the pork part. So let's talk a little bit about it because explain the difference between baby backs and spares, and what's the thought there?
Well, as Mr. Sobey has explained to us over the years, high on the hog was a term based on the top of the hog having better meat, the top of the ribs in particular being the best part, in some people's opinion, because the baby backs have so much more meat on them. And then you go halfway down the rib, and that's the lower part, which it gives you your St. Louis cut or your spare.
Okay.
And I'm fine with any of them. I almost prefer the spares because I have an affinity for St. Louis.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit about what that really means. It's a flavor profile more than anything.
If you see them in the market, and a spare rib will actually look like a filleted half of fish. It'll look like a half a salmon or something. It's got this weird shape to it like that. To make a St. Louis rib out of it, you have to feel down the one side where you'll see there's some weird stuff making that lower flap. And it's kind of brisket meat.
If
you feel along there, you'll feel the end of the bone. And you just take your boning knife, if you have one, and just cut along there and cut that lower part off. That's going to give you stuff that they call riblets.
Or rib tips.
Yep. Rib tips, but riblets are right. that's big soul food. That's good.
And
that's, you'll find that in the real traditional barbecue shack.
So taking it back to the last segment, Conrad said he was in Georgia. and he had some ribs because there was cartilage and there was fat in them, and he didn't like them.
Yeah.
My gut on that is he was eating rib tips and he didn't know it.
No,
because it's the knuckle in there.
He said they were country ribs.
They were country ribs.
And we're going to cover that in segment four because that's a thing.
So hold your horses.
That's a thing. You know,
okay.
And it for those of us who grew up poor, we know all about country ribs.
Yep. So then back to these rib tips, because there's pieces of cartilage in that thing that you just cut away.
Yeah.
And people use that for a specific dish.
Again, you're back to how did we get all this food? Well, it was poor folks who made it taste good.
Right.
And riblets is a thing. They take that part, and then even those have little knuckles and cartilage and stuff in them, which is why a lot of people don't like them, because they don't want to bite a piece of cartilage. But the real lovers of barbecue will look at that as something they get to chew on and get the meat off of it, and then they put them on the plate, and that's what you do with ribs anyway, right? You're chewing on the bone, and you have a bucket on the table, and you throw all the bones and stuff in a bucket. It's a messy meal, but that's family. That's love right there. That's
right.
That's barbecue love.
So getting them done, I think that there's many people that I've talked to that say, I know they're done when the meat falls off the bone. To me,
some people like that.
To me, though, that's a little overdone.
Well,
I want it on the bone so I can cut between them and get a bone.
It's because you were trained properly.
Right. Yep. And If they're falling off the bone, you can't cut them, because as soon as you put a knife on that meat, it falls right off the bone. You got a pile of meat and no bone.
That's a wives' tale that they should be falling off the rib.
There you go. You nailed it exactly. Women like it like that. So if your girl likes it like that, make some of them like that. Make her happy.
You kind of twisted that a little, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well, maybe, but...
My wife likes
you said it.
You know, yeah, but she likes to chew on the bone, so to speak. So everything.
Leave it alone.
But my point here is that there's a time when they're done and there's a time when they're overdone, right? And that's I think a common mistake that I feel people make.
Well,
because we've picked up the one of the tests to know that they're done is you got a rack of ribs, run the tongs under about halfway. You pick it up. If it arches. But it doesn't fall apart, they're done, because they're pliable enough and soft enough now that they're not going to be super chewy. But if you pick them up with the tongs and it fall in half, to me, they're overdone.
Yeah. Yeah. No sense putting them back on.
Right.
But Conrad hit something there. He said wives' tale. And maybe there's a reason we use terms like that.
How do you season that? Wives' tale.
Ooh. You guys.
Delicately was
totally
the answer.
Gave me a Jedi mind swipe right there. I don't even know where to go. But
these aren't the ribs that you're looking for.
Right. Plus, there's always one less.
Conrad, that vacation did you so much good. Look at this fresh mind you've got.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just call it a game and go home. I don't know what to do from here.
No, there's more to talk about with the do's and don'ts, but we did take a couple rabbit trails.
We got a
there.
Couple of do's and don'ts there.
Right.
There's many more.
But anyway, coming up next, we're going to leave the hog and go over to the beef ribs. It says segment three, beef ribs. I was corrected earlier, so we can talk about that now. Your list of grilling guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.